University of Arizona students harass Border Patrol agents, call them KKK, murder patrol. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 26, 2019. Two U.S. Border Patrol agents were harassed by leftist students at a career fair at the University of Arizona last week, who took videos of the agents while one student taunted the two men, calling them an extension of the KKK. Students then proceeded to follow the two agents through school hallways and outside to their vehicles, while repeatedly chanting "Murder Patrol" at them. A career fair at the University of Arizona, UA, was disrupted by leftist students who protested the presence of two U.S. Border Patrol agents at the school, where the men had been invited to speak to criminal justice majors about opportunities in law enforcement. A student majoring in Mexican-American studies got upset upon when she saw the agents at the school, as she believed that the two men were connected to a recent detention near campus, in which the Border Patrol arrested three individuals suspected to be illegal aliens, according to AU student newspaper, The Daily Wildcat. The student, who The Daily Wildcat identifies as Denise, told the student newspaper that she wanted the Border Patrol agents to leave, as she believed that the career fair had ended. "So then I was like, get out," and started chanting and disrupting that space until they left, said Denise. "Literally walked them all the way to their cars until they left." A video was taken of the Border Patrol agents being harassed and then was posted to social media. The video appears to show the student confronting the agents while they attempted to speak with several other students who seemed to be present wanting to learn more about career opportunities. "I don't know who allowed the Murder Patrol," said a student in one of the videos posted to social media, "murderers into campus, where I pay to be here, and they allow murderers to be on campus. Murderers on campus, murderers on campus. This is supposed to be a safe space for students, but they allow an extension of the KKK into campus," continued the student, "an extension of the KKK into campus. Murder Patrol is here, on campus. This is supposed to be a safe space for students, but we have the Murder Patrol here," the student went on, visibly disrupting a meeting and taking place inside a classroom. "There are students that pay to be here, that need this to be a safe space for them. And we have the KKK and their supporters right here at the U of A. You're more than welcome to sit in, but we're going to start," said one individual approaching the student. "Do you not feel safe?" "No, I do not feel safe with them here," responded the student, who appeared to then be ushered out of the room. "Nope, I'm going to stay. Oh, of course, white woman calling the police, white woman calling the police. If you don't feel safe, I will call the UAPD. You think that the UAPD is going to make me feel safe? White woman and white man calling the police." In a second video posted to social media, multiple students can be heard chanting "Murder Patrol" as they follow the Border Patrol agents through the hallways and outside to their vehicles. The university's student government issued a statement in solidarity with the protest last week, stating that while they understood the Border Patrol agents were on campus to recruit students, the presence of uniformed USBP agents on our campus, especially without warning, was, is, and will always be immensely harmful to our DACA and undocumented community. "Simply put, unannounced visits by the U.S. Border Patrol are unacceptable," continued the statement. The same day USBP agents were present on campus, a Tucson family was arrested and detained by USBP only mere miles from the UA. "The concerns students have of USBP presence on campus are real, they are valid, and they need to be heard." The statement went on to insist that students, especially those of whom are DACA and illegal alien students, should be notified, in advance, the next time Border Patrol agents are expected to be on campus. "Every single UA student, faculty, and staff deserves and has the right to feel safe within our campus community," said the statement said, adding that student government would work with UA administration to take the necessary steps to ensure all Wildcats feel safe and supported on campus, which includes assessing changes to school policy. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.